This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Dairy prices through this year's second half are on track to be the highest since 2014's record highs. And this recovery, combined with assistance from the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program, doesn't mean a return to full prosperity, but the improvement should help stop the bleeding and perhaps begin healing balance sheets, according to the latest dairy market report from the National Milk Producers Federation. There's also been some optimistic news with the U.S. reaching a preliminary trade agreement with Japan. We're still waiting specific details on how U.S. dairy farmers will benefit. Meanwhile, in more trade news, Congress comes back into session soon, and many are hoping they ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
I think we've had 28 different governors step forward and call for a vote on USMCA because they see the benefits.
Undersecretary of Ag Greg Ibaugh says under the agreement, Canada's Class 7 dairy pricing policies, which basically shut out American products from the Canadian market, would end under the current deal.
Increase access, especially for our northern states.
And gradually increase other U.S. ag markets like wheat and poultry. Mexico's already ratified the agreement. Canada reportedly waiting to see if the U.S. takes it up, hopefully by the end of the year. With Labor Day weekend coming up, that's a sign of seasonal change, perhaps cooler temperatures. And up next, we'll be joined by Dr. Jeff Smith, professor of ruminant medicine at North Carolina State University, who gives us some tips on how to keep calves healthy as we transition out of summer. That's up next.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Joining us again, Dr. Jeff Smith, professor of ruminant medicine at North Carolina State University. And Jeff, we know that calves are burning energy regardless of the weather, but let's talk about feeding calves during seasonal changes.
No matter what the temperature stress is, we need to make sure we're feeding calves appropriately. So there's pretty good data that says if we feed calves higher levels of milk in the summertime, we're able to compensate for some of the weight. We normally see weight loss or at least reduced feed efficiency or reduced weight gains during heat stress. But if we feed them more, we can recover a lot of that. Calves will naturally drink their milk, but they don't eat much starter when they're heat stressed. Obviously, if you eat a lot of starter, your internal temperature is going to rise because of digestion, and they try to avoid that. But if we increase our milk feeding, we can offset some of that. Generally, the biggest differences in diets between summer and winter is we can get away with a lot lower fat level in the summertime. You'll see a lot of milk replacers that have 14-16% fat in the summertime, or they'll go up to 24, potentially even 25-26% in the wintertime.
How's the competition out there for starters? It seems there's plenty of options for calf raisers today.
Sure. First, the biggest decision you have to make is, am I going to feed whole milk, waste milk from the farm, or am I going to feed powdered milk? I think both can work very well. Once you decide you're going to feed powdered milk, I think there's a lot of data that show there's a lot of benefit to using the higher protein, what are called the accelerated growth milk replacers. We can grow calves more efficiently, but that also translates into better health and better productivity once they become cows. Studies are showing increased milk production and first lactation associated with accelerated or higher levels of feeding, higher planes of nutrition. I guess it would be my opinion that we've been underfeeding dairy calves for a long time, and we are now doing a better job of getting a proper levels of nutrition into them. There are also pasteurized milk balancers, so if you're using waste milk that kind of varies in quality from day to day, depending on how many mastitis cows we have, there are products that we can actually buy and add protein to our milk to make sure it's a consistent product. So lots of new technologies on the milk and milk replacer side. Something that all dairymen should look into. Obviously, we need to look at these calves really as an investment in our future, not just a cost. So just going with the cheapest option may not always be your best results in the end.
Thanks for the visit today, Jeff. Dr. Jeff Smith is professor of ruminant medicine at North Carolina State University. Whether it's dry cows, heifer, milk cows, we need to have enough forage for the coming year. And Dr. Mike Hutchins will join us tomorrow with some great information on dealing with your feed inventory. That's tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.